Who's heard this before? Sales is a numbers game, by show of hands. Who's heard that before? Sales is a numbers game. What does that mean, sales is a numbers game?
It means if you need more sales, you go to the top and go, I need to get more people in, and all the way down is conversion.
Yeah, if you need more sales, you go to the top and say, what's top of funnel, and how many do I need, 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 because if I get that, I'll get this, right? I love numbers because numbers don't lie. They just tell you a story. Sometimes we don't like the story it tells us. So we become an ostrich. We put our head in there and we don't look at them. There is a correlation. The more you look at your numbers, the more your sales grow. The more you look at your bank balance, the more your bank balance will grow. Because if you hate what you see, it motivates you enough to get off your ass and do something about it. Who gets this? So the more you look at your numbers, the more it can navigate you on your best next step. So we're going to start today mapping out our next 6 months of sales targets, right? We do this usually on the third week, every Wednesday, the third Wednesday of the month. We look at your budgets, your targets. We look at how you're tracking. So we're going to build out our next 6 months. A lot of members, I remember, Lisa, you were here this time last year when you first came in, yeah? And we mapped out 6 months worth, yeah? And it'd be interesting for you to see what you did then and where we are now and then where we want to get to. And others that were here then will do the same thing. So we're going to dive straight in right now. We're going to open up your workbook and we're going to work through what we call our quantum roadmap, right? The quantum roadmap. The first thing you want to do in your quantum roadmap is your quantum snapshot. That's it. You got it perfect. Right, your quantum snapshot. Everyone's got their quantum snapshot up? This is a really good activity we like to do first before we go into all our numbers. So the first thing I want you to do is a bit of a reflective exercise. I think as entrepreneurs, if we kind of look up here right now, not at the funky book you got in front of you, who's the type of person that you have a goal and you work feverishly to get there and you either get close, you get there or you exceed it, but whatever it is, what do you then look for? The next goal. And you either get close, you hit it, or you exceed it. And either one of those, what do you then do? You go for the next goal, right? It's high achievers, that's what they tend to do. And what don't we do enough of? We don't reflect enough. We don't sit back and go, listen, where have I come from? How have I evolved as a person? How have I evolved as a leader? How have I evolved financially? How's the business evolved in my delivery mechanisms? How have I, we don't put enough essence into that. You know, you've got to reward yourself by having the conversations and acknowledgements of where we've been. What have we done to get to where we are? And then who do we have to become to get to the next stage? Does everyone get that? Because often we never think we're achieving enough. I mean, honestly, who feels like, even though you might be succeeding, you just go, I could have maybe done a bit more. There's a bit more here. And that's just what high achievers always do. But what if? But what if? But what if? So the first thing I want us to do right now in the top left-hand corner is look at your wins, right? I want you to write down three things you are most proud of in the last 6 months. When it comes to your role, when it comes to your business, when it comes to your sales, what are the things you're most proud of in the last 6 months? And it may or may not be financial. It may be a confidence thing. It may be a certainty thing. Maybe you have put yourself in the way of opportunity. What are the three things, just three things that you're most proud of in the last 6 months? And on the right-hand side, why? Why are you proud of them? Why are they a win for you? Please pick three. What are you most proud of the last 6 months? Pick three things and why. Why are these things a win for you? What do they mean for you? Why was it a win? Is it because you never thought you could get there? Is it because you've become a better person? Because you understand people better? Your confidence level's gone up? You've hit targets? You've recruited people? You went through a tough slot and just come out alive? Who gets sometimes that's a win? You managed to do this while you're juggling family? That's a win. We would love to have brought our son here, but we're juggling him while he's got school and sport and a lot of dependency, so we couldn't bring him with us. But that's a juggle, doing this. And he said, Dad, can I go? And I gave my Braxton a rule. I said, when you can come up and do an introduction and introduce Mum and Dad on stage, that's when you can come on tour with us. He goes, I can do it. We're in the park walking. He goes, and he just started talking. I said, you have to script it. You've got to present it to us, and then you can come on tour. So I think that's his goal for next year. So if you see him this time next year, you'll know why. He's practiced. Three things, please. What are they and why are they a win? The right-hand side, the why is almost more important than the left-hand side. What is it and why do you feel it's a win for you? Can I ask you a quick question? When you look at what you've written down, can you please write down one word? Look at your page. Write down one word about how it makes you feel. When you look at those three things and the reasons why, what feeling does it give you? Please write down that one word. If it's more than one word, then write down two. All right, this is what we're going to do. Front row. When I say go, you're going to turn around and talk to the person behind you. Are you going to share one thing on that and why, and then they're going to swap and do the same back? Yeah? Third row, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to turn back to the fourth row. When I say go, you're going to turn back to this row and do the same thing. Get the idea? You guys will turn back to this row. There's no one there, so you two can be a pair. But, Louise, you can turn around. You've got a partner there. You guys can pair up together. You guys can turn around. And then you guys can just pair up on the back rows. You can do a group of three. You can do a couple of groups of two. You guys cool with that? I'm going to say go. For one person, go. When I say change, the other person change. Ready? Go. Good, good, good. Who heard something pretty cool? Awesome. I'd love to get three shares. Either share somebody else's or share your own. Yeah? Who's happy to share one? Let's go through a nomination first. Who's happy to share one? Can we go to the front here to Kylie, please? Lady in red. Christaberg.
Morning, everyone.
Hey, actually, let's do this, right? Because we see each other a lot. We have our names at the bottom of the screen sometimes. Why don't you have a choice if you want to stand up, which is going to be my recommendation. Say your name, what your business is, and who you serve, and then let's make sure everyone knows everybody for the next 2 days. Yeah?
Well, now I've got my back to people. My apologies. Kylie, owner of Beyond the Logo. We create brands and then embed them in kick-ass experiences and help you with tech and everything to make it actually come to life in your business. I'll share one of my wins. I bought this business, feels like a lifetime ago, 18 months ago. Everything had tracked really nicely. March, April, we had some bad shit happened. We had some of our biggest customers default payment. And it was shit. If that's ever happened to you, you know what that's like. And questioning how am I making payroll? It's not fun. It made me realize I had too many eggs in a few baskets. But worse than that, I took my eye off my deal pipeline. I was too busy helping the team execute the work that we had committed. I wasn't managing my pipeline. And while I never want to go through that again, it was the kick in the ass I needed to go, you need to manage the pipeline. And the win is the last 3 months we've had month on month our best revenue months. So yeah. The power of managing pipeline.
Well done, well done. I'm so proud of you. I know when we first met how challenging it was for you. But for your commitment to do the things you needed to bring cash in the door, who gets cash makes a shitload of a difference to a business, right? I don't care what anybody says, right? It makes a big difference. And I'm not just saying surface level, like deep down in here, you can just start to breathe. Who knows what I mean when you can just breathe? Like, because sometimes you just can't. And the fact you've been able to, in such a short period of time, do so well, really proud of you. Well done. Let's give it two claps. Okay, we'll work on that. We'll work on two. Yeah, just one, two. Let's try that again on the count of two. One, two. Oh, crisp. Wow. That's impressive. I like it. Who'd like to share one? Yes.
My name's Aaron. My business is You, Me, We Leadership. So I help leaders level up their people skills and build high-performing teams. My win is, so I sold a different business just over a year ago and went through a period of trying to work out life and where to. And then over the last kind of 3 to 6 months, we've had more clarity and have launched a podcast, which is something I've been wanting to do for sort of like 8 years, building towards it. And it's not live yet, but I've recorded a bunch of pre-recordings and the feedback so far has been awesome. And the seven levels of intimacy was like, that's the model I've been looking for, because in the podcast, I'm trying to get the guests to go to that level. And the feedback I've had from people so far is that I've got the ability to do that, which is pretty heartwarming. So I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm just excited that I've got more clarity. And I've written here, like, why is it the thing? I've just written, it's the thing. Like, it's, I don't know where it's going to go, but it's the thing.
Beautiful. Thank you. You're waiting for 2 hours. Let's give him two. Ready? Oh, that's really good. There's someone over here that wanted to share something. Someone, yes. Right in the middle there.
Hello, everybody. My name is George Michael and my business is, yeah, I know. Get it all out now.
Who in their head started going?
Who likes Wham?
Yeah, who started singing a Wham song in their head? What's one Wham song? You got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Anyone have another Wham song? I mean, well, thanks, George. But you've never had that before, ever.
One time someone said, oh, then I have to tell you a careless whisper.
Oh.
Anyway, one of my wins was, I think I've improved my sales process and therefore closed a fair few good leads in the last few months, which means, I feel like it means I'm getting better, not just at selling, but the whole process of the business means I understand it better. I know how to communicate with people better. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's give him two. Beautiful. Thank you. The bare minimum. It's like, you know, we see Braxton every day, but someone who doesn't see him go, God, he's growing. But you don't see the growth of your child because you see them every single day. Who gets this? It's like you don't see the dust in your home because you see it every single day. It just kind of slowly builds up. But your mother-in-law comes, does the white glove test, and they see the dust. Who knows about me by that, right? So it's the same for yourself and your wins. Please appreciate where you've come from, because it can be the motivation, inspiration, and drive to where you want to get to. And sometimes you can't see the sunshine through the clouds, right? But it's there, and you've got to make sure, hey, I've gone through that. The next thing you want to do, when you go through any type of challenge or when you've come through the side of growth, right, you then become more what? What do you become? More confident, more resilient. Dexterity kicks in. Who gets this? You become the next best version of yourself. Things that may have been maybe a weakness, maybe not a weakness, just not a greatness. Yeah, maybe you're average at it, maybe you're okay at it. Now that's become a strength for you. So next thing I want you to do is write down, what are some of your strengths now? But what's something in 6 months that's on the vision, that's on the horizon, that is exciting you right now? And if you haven't thought about it, you need to create something right now. We need to put a carrot in front of us. What are we excited about? Are we excited about building the team and scaling, having some time off? Are you excited about the next level? Helping more people, helping more clients, making a bigger impact, making a bigger difference, being a better person for your family, spending more time with your family, spending more time in the business, doing the things you want to do, not the things you have to do. What are you excited for? Not having to fight for cash flow. It could be anything. Who would quickly like to share a strength? Who would like to share a strength that they've now had that they didn't realize they had, or they've turned something into a strength? Who'd like to quickly share one? Yes, we'll go at the back to Alex.
Yeah, hi, my name's Alex. I'm a wedding DJ and MC. The strength I've learned is just basically building confidence in my experience and knowledge, just and being able to have case studies and experiences to draw from. Just so many couples, I book in what I call a health check meeting just before their wedding's about to start. And I sort of started booking these in thinking, oh, what am I going to talk about? And so often they'll have 50 questions for me and I'll have 50 answers for them. And I realize that I actually do know what I'm doing. Have a wealth of knowledge to draw from. So, yeah, that's my good to know. Yeah, confidence.
Beautiful. Two claps. Beautiful. And you got a vision, something you're looking forward to in the next 6 months?
A holiday.
Where? Where to?
Japan.
Japan?
Yeah.
What month?
April.
April.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Going to hold you accountable to it.
All right.
Yeah, cool. Love it. Two more claps. Beautiful. Thank you. Who else would like to share one? Yes, we'll go over here. Thank you. Pass it down.
My name's Anna. I'm from Get Scaled. We are a consultancy firm that specializes in scaling businesses from being a small business to a corporate company. My strength is one of the things that I've realized is a strength is that I'm an eternal student. So I've got no ego. When it comes, if there's something I don't know, I'll go and seek it and I'll find it and I'm blind compliance.
Love it. Beautiful. And so it's amazing how you go, shit, I've just realized that.
Yeah.
Right? And what we want to be is an eternal student, but an implementer of what we learn.
Absolutely.
You know those people that are just the course junkies and course after course after course and read book after book after book? You know, a book for me is useless unless you do something with what you've read. A course has no meaning unless you apply something you've learned from it. So I love the fact that you're learning stuff and then applying it. Beautiful. And something you've got on the horizon?
Vision, $1 million months.
Beautiful. $1 million months.
Yeah.
God, that's exciting. Let's give it 2 claps. Perfect. I feel like saying let's give it 7 claps for 7 figures, but that was... Let's give it 1 million claps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Beautiful. Anyone want to share one more? Who's got one they'd like to share? I feel there's one there. Lecky, thank you.
Howdy, guys. My name's Lecky. I run ProPhysio Plus in Melbourne, and we build boundless humans. One of the things that I've learned about myself in the last 6 months is this do or die attitude that I have as a leader. And it's yielded real results. And I think if you have conviction, it's something people feel. And I'm just really proud that the team feels that from me. And I think within myself, it's informed me that I'm worthy. I'm a worthy leader.
Mm-hmm. So you sometimes feel like that you second guess your leadership. Am I doing the right? Because you don't really know. You just, by default, you become a leader when you start a business, true? We haven't always done a business a management course or a leadership course or things like that. But the first thing you're going to do is give yourself permission. So we're not acknowledging that. That's beautiful. And what's on the horizon for you in the next 6 months?
So I've already built out my freedom calendar, and I've already onboarded our family, our 5 children, to a world schooling event for 6 weeks in Bali, July 2026.
Nice. Beautiful. Great. Let's give him 2 claps. I want you to write something. If it's like business-wise or goal-wise, like more factual here, more big picture here, I want you to think about something for each month. Is it a financial number you want to hit? You know, where do we say April for Alex? So Alex, for you in April, somewhere here should be about holiday to Japan. Does that make sense? It could be about walking away from the business and someone leading it, managing it for you, or just blocking it out, depending what you've got. So just think of some macro and micros. I want you to take 30 seconds per month. All right, 30 seconds per month. In other words, challenge yourself to think quick. The answers are there, you just have to find them. So it could be a dollar value. It could be something about your team growth. It could be revenue. It could be profit. It could be recruitment. It could be marketing. It could be you moving out of a role into another role. Just give yourself 2 or 3 little things each month that you want to now work towards, a clear action, activity, or goal. Next page, and we're going to talk through your sales success formula. This is the formula we're going to reverse engineer to make sure we have the right steps in place, the right roadmap and path to follow, so we can make those things actually happen in November, December, January, February, March, and April. Why only April? Because then we have our next summit, and we'll do the next 6 months in our next summit, okay? So this is what we're going to do right now. I want you to write down, what is your 12-month revenue target? What is your 12-month revenue target? Okay, so you might say I want to hit $1 million, not in a month, maybe for a year. But Anna, she wants to do that in a month. But what is your, is it 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000? If you're a salesperson here, right, a business development manager, you could do, what is your sales that you want to make? Now you might go, hey, Pete, in the next 12 months, I want to do, you know, I'm already 4 months into the financial year. Can I do my next 8 months? But add the 4 months that you've done to your 8 and just have a 12-month total. Does that make sense? If whether you're working calendar year or financial year, right, what is your next 12-month goal? Is that clear? Write that. If you're not sure, I want you to guesstimate. I want you to create something and stretch yourself. What do you want to achieve, either personally or as a company? So if you're a BDM here, do it for yourself. If you're a leader, do it for your business. I'll give you 20 seconds. Think about what that is. So if you did 100K last month and you made 20 sales, 20 goes into 100, how many times? five times. So average dollar per sale is $5,000. Make sense? If you made 10 sales, your average dollar per sale would be $10,000. So get your revenue divided by the number of transactions. If you're not sure, please guesstimate. But please come up with a number. If you're not sure, guesstimate. So average dollar per sale, just for mathematical purposes, I'm going to say 10K. On the right-hand side now, your KPIs, your 12-month sales target. Now, we have a 12-month revenue target on the left. Can everyone see that? We have a 12-month revenue target. This is your 12-month sales target. So this is a number value. Your number value. How many sales do you want to make for the year? You would divide your average dollar per sale into 1 million. So your average dollar per sale gets divided into 12-month revenue. That'll give you a 12-month sales target. Is that clear? So how many times does 10,000 go into a million? 100 times? Lisa, is that correct? I've got a nod. We've got a finance guy over here as well, so he's pretty good at his maths too. So how many times does your average dollar per sale go into your 12-month revenue target? That will tell you your 12-month sales target. So I need to make 100 sales at 10K each, and I'll make $1 million based on these numbers. If you're not sure about this, please put your hand up. I'll explain it again. Don't act like you know if you don't. Next thing is, what is your close rate? Your close rate is your conversion rate. Now, this KPI I want you to do this on is presentations done to sales made. You can do leads into sales made, but today I want you to do presentations done to sales made. Is that clear for everyone? So that's the conversion rate. So we're not doing lead to sale, we're doing presentation to sale. All right, for mathematical purposes, I'm going to say my conversion rate is 50%. You'd all be very disappointed if my real conversion rate was 50%, because I should be higher, because I'm teaching you guys how to get a high conversion rate. We ran an event on Monday, and I have 100% conversion rate so far, so I'm sitting pretty good this week. And then your show rate. If you don't know what your average, your close rate is, guesstimate, and then take off 20%. Close rates are like going to the casino, right? You never count the losses, you only count the wins. You forget about them. You always think you win more than you actually do. Close rates are the same. You always think your close rate's higher than it actually is. Oh, but no, that one didn't count because they weren't, they were, you know, they're going away. They won't be ready to buy for another 6 months. It's still a presentation that didn't buy and you couldn't over, yeah, but they never would have bought anyway, Pete. Irrelevant. Does this make sense? So if you're not sure what it is, come up with your number, take off 15 to 20%. They'll give you more accurate data. The last KPI is your show rate. So who here has appointments they book in with people? Who here has people that sometimes cancel that appointment? Reschedule that appointment. No show and ghost you, right? So we get that means you might have had 10 appointments booked in this week, but you only presented to 8 of them because one rescheduled and one no-showed. That would mean you have an 80% show rate of appointments. Is that clear? If you're not sure, guesstimate, take off 20%. I'm going to say 50% show rate. Yo. No, what is your actuals? I want your actuals. So if you're not tracking these, team, you need to start tracking, okay? Wes? Good, because this. Everyone hear the question? Because one question is a learning for everybody, so it's really important. Why do we include a reschedule in your show rate? Because it's letting me know somewhere down in the funnel something happened that made them something else is more important than you. So it lets me know there could be a coaching need. So if you've got a 1 week, you've got a 60% show rate, we normally have an 80% show rate. Yeah, but they rescheduled, but then you track that reschedule. Often reschedules reschedule twice, who's had that? And often reschedules have a lower conversion rate. So I want to start tracking patterns of behavior and tendencies so we can fix it with training needs. All right, so great question. So now we're going to do our formula, right, our annual formula. And this is your yearly sales target. For me, that's this. So that's this comes over here. It's 100. That make sense? Your yearly sales target, so you're taking your sales numbers, left-hand side was sales revenue, top right-hand side is sales numbers, divided by your close rate. My close rate is 50%, divided by your show rate is 50%. So when you get your calculator out, this is very important. Now, I've done mine mathematically, so it's easy to do. Yours won't be as easy. You go 100 divided by 50, hit the percent button, then hit equals and don't touch anything. Then you go divided by your show rate, for me 50% button, hit equals and don't touch anything. So this tells me I have to have 400 appointments a year. Because out of 400, 50% will show, which is how much? 200. Out of those 200, 50% will buy, which gives me my 100. At $10,000 a sale, that gives me my 1 million. Is that clear? So you should have an appointments needed figure now up on your page. You should have an appointments needed figure. Yes, Ben.
Based on new sales only.
Just new sales. So if you've got an MRR, does that make sense? Say you've got an MRR, I want you to do this on new sales. Let's say my monthly recurring revenue was $500,000. Then I'd have $500,000 as my target. Yep. So the math equation is simply your yearly sales target divided by your close rate. So 50, hit the percent button, press equals, divided by your show rate, and we'll tell you how many appointments you need each year. Question? Your show rate? Yep. You had 10 appointments booked in to see this week. One of them cancelled, one rescheduled on you. So you only spoke to 8 of them. You have an 80% show rate of appointments. The opposite would be a 20% no show rate. We're going to talk about show rates, not no show rates. Yes. So you've got your, have you got your revenue target? Have you got your sales target up here? So that goes here. And then divided by your close rate and your show rate. Perfect. Good, good, good. I know, team, I know I might explain to you 3, 4, 5 times. If you're still not getting it, please ask, because it is something that can be quite confusing. Right, it's numbers. A lot of entrepreneurs aren't great. Bruno. Yep, read it out for me. What have you got? Guys, can I just get a bit of silence, please? Thank you. 56 sales. Cool. Yep. So you got, so how many sales was it again? So we've got 56 divided by 25% equals, divided by 60% equals. You should have 373.3. Can you have 0.3 of a person? Sometimes I feel like I'm 0.3 of a person, but no, you can't. So what do? You round it up. But you go 0.3. Haven't we told that you round to the nearest whole number? So you round down? No, because that means you're going to miss out on your sales. So sales targets always round up. Percentages round down. Always act as if you're worse than you actually are. So if your close rate was 50.9%, what would be my close rate? 50. Don't round it up to 51. Because that 0.1% will compound over 100 sales and you'll fall short of your target if that's your planning. So KPIs round down, targets round. KPIs round. Targets round? Targets round? KPIs round? I tried to trick you then, but you didn't fall for it. Well, that would go to your average dollar per sale, wouldn't it? So you might make a $5,000 sale today cash, but that's a 12-month contract. That's actually a $60,000 sale. So you'd actualize $60,000 as your sale. Yep, you could do that if that's contracted. If it's not contracted, like I remember when I had my gym, I had a 12-month contract, but people stayed on average, right, at one stage, 10.3 months. People would cancel because my retention sucked. Then I got to a stage where they'd say 18, 19, 20 months, even though they had a 12-month contract. Cool. I would have only actualized the revenue I'm going to get in this year because it's a 12-month target. Yeah, so I'd take 12 months off that 18-month number. Yes, Lucky. Yes. You would take the higher the value of data you have, the more accurate your numbers will be. You might get my last 3 months worth of sales, divide that by the number of transactions, and that will give you a better ratio of what your average dollar per sale is. So if you've got 6 months, if you've got 12 months worth of data and you divide that by number of transactions, that'll give you a better indication of what that looks like. So if you ever have a lot of variances between bottom, middle and high products or services, try get a larger scope of data pool and then do it that way, and they'll give you a more accurate average dollar per sale. Perfect. Okay, team. So what we now have, right, we can break this to six. Right, so for this example, I need to do 83K, 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 83K. I need to get 400 sales, but I'm only doing 6 months here, so I divide that by what? So I need 200 sales. What's 200 divided by six? 200 appointments, sorry, thank you. 200 appointments. 200 appointments divided by six equals what? 33. So I need to have 34 appointments . Does that make sense? Booked in. Can you graph that for yourself, please? This is revenue. I just divided, I knew my average dollar per sale, my monthly target here. I just wrote those down here. I found out what this was. I divided by two because I'm doing 6 months worth of data here. Everyone see I'm doing 6 months worth of data? So I just took my 400 divided by two and that gave me 200. Then I divide that by each a month for the next 6 months. So each month I just have to have 34 appointments each month. So I might go 400 appointments. How on earth am I going to get that? 34 appointments, that's just over one a day. If I'm working only Monday to Friday, maybe one and a half a day. Can you have half an appointment? Sometimes you feel a lead you get is half an appointment, but no, so you have to round it up to two appointments a day. So I just want you to graph something here right now of how many appointments you need. So this is macro for the next 6 months. Now, seasonally, you might go, Pete, I have a lower budget for December because I shut down for half the month, and I have a lower budget for January because I'm away on holidays and I don't get back to the 20th. So February might be higher than January and March. So who gets this? It can be seasonal. So if you're going to do this seasonally, that's okay as well. Does that make sense? But what I want you to have is just a six-month image on this one page. Is that cool? Yes. To make it six half yearly, correct? Divide that by six for each month. Maura, you nailed it. Is someone's brain hurting at the moment a little bit?
Yeah, I'm a bit lost.
That's okay. Awesome. What's the number here? Appointments
actually,
needed.
One is just that I need to go out. So
what's your appointments 108, needed? 108. Divide that by two. What do you get? 54.
54. Yeah,
54. Yeah. So to put a line go two, so when you walk away, tell you that two, and then put equals 54.
Yeah.
That's divide that by two. Put a two there. Don't write 54 there. Write two. Cool. Now 54 divided by 6 months. What's 54 divided by six? Nine sixes are 54.
Oh, my God.
So you need nine appointments every month. Nailed it. Who hates it when Pete all of a sudden has a quick, easy answer for you that you didn't know how to do? Someone loves it. I love it. Thank you. So this is what we're now going to do, team. Your next page has November written at the top of it. Your next page has November written on top of it. What's your monthly revenue target? So you could take this number here, correct? You can take that number there. We can put it in here. I'm going to use green this time. No, I'll stay blue. And you might say my monthly revenue target, $33 divided by 10,000 equals I need 8.3 sales a month. Can I have 0.3 of a sale? So I need to round that up to 9. I need 9 sales. Can you please do that left-hand activity, please? So you have this beautiful number sitting here, which I've highlighted in green. You're just dividing the monthly target, the big number, into the small number. So I went 83,333 divided by 10,000, and that gave me my number. Can everyone please have that number written down? Yes. Yes, please. Yeah, 100%. Yes. So, team, right-hand side, what is now our weekly sales target? So this is monthly, isn't it? So how do we find weekly? We divide it by 4.333 recurring, because there are 4.333 weeks in a month. There is not 4. Okay? There are 4.333333. So I would go 9... divided by 4.333 recurring. So I now need 2.07 weekly sales. Can you have 0.07 of a person? So what do I round that to? Yes, you guys are on fire. I need 3 sales every week. That's my target. What's my close rate? 50%. What's my show rate? 50%. You have your show rate from your previous page, correct? And now we do our calculation again. We go this number here. For me, it's 3 divided by 50% divided by 50% equals I need 12 appointments. Because it's 4.3 weeks in a month. That's asking for your weekly sales target. So I've got your monthly, which is 9, divided by 4.333, gives me 3. Close rate, show rate, 3 divided by 50 divided by 50. How are we cooking? Good. So what's your number here? 6. So 6 divided by 4.333 equals what? 1 point something. So you'd round it up to 2. So put 2. And then what's your close rate and your show rate from the previous page? Cool. So you would do your show rate. You would close for how many appointments you close. So your close rate is appointments you book. But you might do 50 calls, book 25, your close rate is 50%. So as an appointment setter, you would do your closing rate is not buying but booking appointments. Off those 25, how many actually show up? You might say 20. Then you have an 80% show rate. Now we're cooking with gas. Love it. Good job. Guys, if you've done November, can you please now go do December, January, February, and March? I'm going to do 0 in January because I'm away. I'm going to do 0 in week 2. I'm not back to the 14th of January. Then I'm probably going to work a half week in sales. So I'm going to do 2. Then I've got to do 5, and I've got to do 5 to get my 12 that I need. Is that clear, everyone? Yes, Alex? Yes. So this is my week. So you can branch this out for per day if you're working a 5-day week. Does that make sense? And if you're looking at a monthly, you'd break it per week. So this could be per day. So if you've got I need 12 per week, that would be then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I might say I'm gonna make 2 appointments. Is that clear? So sorry for confusing if I was going monthly and weekly. So now this is weekly and daily. Does that make sense, everyone? This could be weekly and daily. Is this a good starting point for everybody?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, this is the stuff you just won't do on your own. True? True?
Yeah.
It's very rare you do this on your own. But how important is it to be clear on your numbers? Numbers don't lie. They just tell you a story. And that's the story sometimes we don't want to hear is the one we need to look at. It's the one we need to listen to the most. Because it creates questions. But these are the questions I need you to bring to me on a Tuesday, Wednesday coaching call. Is this clear? It should generate questions around delivery, marketing, sales, time management, team members. Is this clear for everyone?
Yes.
Numbers create questions that create growth. That's the sexy part. All right? Beautiful.